Brothers and sisters in Islam, Abu Musa al-Ash'ari, may Allah be pleased with him, narrated that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, مَثَلُ الْقَلْبِ مَثَلُ الْرِيشَةِ تُقَلِّبُهَا الْرِيَاحُ بِفَلَاحِ. Reported by Ibn Majah and classed as authentic by Sheikh Al-Albani. The similitude of the heart is like that of a feather blown by the winds in an open land. What a similitude that brings fear to the heart of a sincere Muslim. This similitude is a warning. Can you imagine a feather in an open land being blown by winds in all directions, having no control over itself? And this warning becomes dangerous and it becomes a threat the farther the person is from the Quran and the Sunnah. Al-Imam al-Tibi rahmatullahi alayhi commented saying the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did not use wind but rather used winds to show the severity of the effect on the feather and thus to reflect how easy for the heart is to become unstable and fluctuate from one situation to another. And he said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in an open land, in an open desert that does not have buildings and structures to obstruct the winds and weaken its effect. When it's an open land, an open desert, the effect of the winds is much stronger on the feather. Al-Imam al-Ghazali commented on the hadith saying, the Prophet ﷺ mentioned the heart particularly because it is the spot, it is the organ in the human body where whispering happens. It is the place where the battle is taking place. The battle of the two armies, the army of the shaitan and his soldiers, and virtue and its soldiers. And the heart is unlike the eyes, for example. He goes on saying, it is not like the eyes that have eyelashes protecting it, or at night one closes it and goes to sleep. Nor is it like the tongue, where it has protection of the tongue, of the teeth and the lips that can prevent its movement, or the human can control it easier than the heart by simply shutting the mouth and keeping silent. And therefore the heart is subject for the arrows and the attacks of the shaitan more than anything else. And therefore the instability happens. This amazing creation of Allah, this small piece of flesh, this heart, so small yet so influential on the body. Ibn Taymiyyah rahmatullahi alayhi said, the heart is the king of the body and everything else are his soldiers. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, as narrated by Al-Nu'man ibn Bashir, and this is reported by Imam Muslim, he said, indeed there is a piece of flesh in the body, a small one. If it is good, then the entire body is good. And if it's corrupted, then the entire body is corrupted. stability on faith, firmness on faith, steadfastness is an objective that everybody seeks to achieve. However, the time we live in, globalization and internet, everything is available, temptations surround us from all directions. Tribulations and trials attack us from everywhere. It makes this a difficult task to achieve. It makes holding on to the faith a challenge that is indeed tough. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said in the narration narrated by Anas, reported by Imam Ahmad, may Allah have mercy on him, and classed as authentic by Al-Albani, he said, a time will come when people who want to persevere and hold on to their faith will find it as difficult as when holding on a live charcoal. Can you imagine just dropping a live coal on your hand? Let alone grabbing tight on the live coal. You see how difficult it is? Steadfastness is something that is a pure bounty and favor from Allah Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal said this in the Quran. يُثَبِّتُ اللَّهُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. Allah makes firm those who believe on the word of Tawheed in this life and in the hereafter. However, human hearts are by nature unstable. They have this tendency and inclination towards instability. Al-Muqdad ibn al-Aswad said, and this is reported by Ahmad, classed as authentic by Al-Albani, he said, by Allah, I will not judge anyone to be good or evil until I see how he ends his life because of something I heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was asked, what is it that you heard from the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? He said, the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, indeed, the hearts of the son of or the children of Adam are more unstable than a pot when it reaches the peak of the boiling point. And if we want to really imagine what he meant in this hadith, let us go back in memory 1400 years back and see how they used to cook on wood. When they place the pot and it starts boiling, it starts shaking left and right. The Prophet ﷺ said, the heart of the son of Adam is more unstable than this reaching the peak of the boiling point. This is a challenge. And in addition to this, the temptations around us that prevents one from becoming stable, add to this the examples one sees day and night of people who are unstable, who go back on faith, who stop practice for the simplest reasons, it scares you. And it makes it necessary for one to hasten to steadfastness by taking the means. As the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Badiru bil a'mal." And this is reported by Muslim, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. "Badiru bil a'mal," hasten to virtuous deeds before فتنا كقطع الليل المظلم. Before you are approached by tribulations and temptations that are as dark pieces of night. يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا. A man wakes up a believer and he ends his evening a disbeliever. ويمسي مؤمنا ويصبح كافرا. And he is in the evening a believer and wakes up a disbeliever in the morning. يبيع دينه بعرض من الدنيا. He sells his religion. He gives it up for a small price, for a small worldly price. Al-Hasan al-Basri, after narrating this narration, says, I swear by Allah, we have seen this. We have seen men, bodies with no brains. One of them would sell his faith for the price of a goat. See, the essence of steadfastness or of sincere steadfastness is to continue to be firm and stable. Now and after 20 years, your convictions don't change based on what's going on in the world. What is halal remains halal. What is haram remains haram. It does not become halal because of pressure, because of political pressure, because of social pressure. Haram remains haram. And halal remains halal. And religion remains the same religion that was revealed to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the essence of stability and firmness. Because if we don't hasten, like the Prophet said, if we don't hasten to repent, to perform virtuous deeds, what could happen? Allah is telling me and you what's going to happen. وَاعْلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And know that Allah intervenes between the person and his heart, and that to him you will be resurrected. If we don't hasten, we should not be safe or feeling safe that Allah Azza wa Jal will not prevent us, will not intervene between us and our hearts, preventing us from repentance. Like many people who come and talk to me, oh Shaykh, I'm doing this, so repent to Allah. Oh, Allah is ghafoor. Allah is forgiving. Allah is merciful. How do you know that you're going to live until you repent? Or if Allah is going to accept your repentance, how do you know that Allah is not going to prevent you from repentance? Intervene between you and your heart. And make a block where you cannot go back. This block is death. What assurances do we have? Do we have a guarantee from Allah that He is going to delay us until we repent and seek forgiveness, and He forgives us, and then we're guaranteed a certificate to Jannah? Allah can intervene. النواس بن سمعان الكلابي رضي الله عنه, and this is reported by Ibn Majah, class is authentic by Shu'ayb al-Arnaut rahmatullahi alayhi, said that he heard the Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam say, this is a further warning in addition to the verse. He said, there is no heart except that it is between two fingers of the Lord of the worlds. And if He wishes so, He will make it firm. And if He wishes, He will cause it to, or allow it to go astray, to reject the truth, to remain upon falsehood. So what guarantees do we have? What guarantees do we have? What are we waiting for before we repent to Allah? None. أقول ما تسمعون وأستغفر الله لي ولكم.
فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على النبي المجتبى وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. وبعد. Every community, every society has unstable people, people with unstable hearts. And instability has different reasons. Different things cause instability to the heart. One of the things is subjecting oneself to temptations and tribulations. Hudhayfa radiyallahu anhu, and this is reported by Muslim, said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, تُعْرَضُ الْفِتَنُ عَلَى الْقُلُوبِ كَالْحَصْرِ. Temptations are presented to hearts like or similar to a woven mat. عُودًا عُودًا. One straw at a time. So any heart that accepts it will have a black dot placed on it. And any heart that will reject it will have a white dot placed on it. Until hearts are one of two types. The result of this is that you will have one of two types of hearts. A pure heart, a pure white heart that will not be affected by tribulations and temptations for as long as the heavens and the earth exist. And a black, cloudy heart, عياذا بالله, like a cup that is flipped upside down. It does not recognize virtue, nor does it deny or reject evil. Ibn al-Qayyim said that this disease, when one's heart becomes black and it's like a flipped cup or mug. See, when you have a flipped cup or mug and you try to pour something in it, it's not going to take it. Simply, it's upside down. The hole is into the opposite direction. There is no means for you to put anything in it. No goodness can enter. He said, if this illness becomes severer and worsens, it can reach to the level that one perceives evil as virtue, and virtue as evil, sunnah as innovation, and innovation as sunnah. And this is disastrous. That's why Hudhayfa, the narrator of this hadith, radiallahu anhu, said, beware of exposing yourself to temptations and trials. For I swear by Allah, anyone who exposes himself to temptations and trials will be destroyed, just as a flood would destroy ruins as it goes on. Yet, you see some of our youth, and many of them come and talk to me about atheism, communism. Son, where did you get this idea from? Oh, I read this and I read that and I follow this on Twitter and I... Why do you subject yourself to trials? Why do you subject your heart to be influenced by this and leave this fold of Islam? Oh, some of them say, ah, I want to debate. What knowledge do you have that enables you to debate? What belief, what faith, how strong is your faith? Where you can continue on debating with someone without being well-versed and founded in Islam. The scholars forbade just anyone to hold a debate and a discussion regarding faith with other faiths or with deviants. Why? Because it can cause the opposite to happen. It can make you doubt your faith. A young man came and prayed Isha with me one night, and then after that he said, Sheikh, I want to talk to you about a subject important. I said, go ahead. He said,
let's discuss me and you about the existence of Allah. How do you prove it to me?
What did you pray now?
Who did you pray for?
Come to find out from his friend that was with him that he's reading for an atheist, an Arab atheist.
See, the influence does not have to happen instantly from the first book or tweet or post on Facebook or article that you... It doesn't have to be instant. But if you let yourself, if you allow yourself to go on with this, your foot will slip. And your heart will deviate and it becomes unstable. Another cause for instability of the heart is extremism. Exaggeration in faith. The Prophet ﷺ said, and this is reported by Muslim, narrated by Abu Hurairah radiallahu anhu. He said, this deen, this religion is easy. If you know how to handle it, how to deal with it, it is easy. إِنَّ هَذَا الدِّينَ يُسْرٌ. And no one will try to act strict and exaggerate in faith, but will be overpowered by faith. You see, those who, one of them said, I will not sleep, and one who said, I will not touch women, and one said, I will not sleep at night, I will not break my fast. They were trying to do things that are from Islam, except the man who doesn't want to touch women, right? Fasting and praying qiyam are very virtuous in Islam. But to go to that extreme is disgrace. That's why the Prophet ﷺ dispraised what they wanted to do and considered that to be outside his practice. مَنْ رَغِبَ عَنْ سُنَّةِ فَلَيْسَ مِنِّي. He who shuns my way of practice, my way of applying the commandments is not for me. You see, many people who become shallow and leave practice altogether and commitment altogether. You see, in most cases, they were extremists in their acts of worship and in their methodologies. Like the Khawarij, for example. Everybody is kafir. And when I become kafir for him, then I am worse as an enemy than the most vicious enemy of Islam. This is taking place, isn't it, nowadays? This deviation is dangerous. Why? Because it is from exaggeration and not taking a moderate path like the path of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu al-Munir said, we've seen many people who are like that leave practice altogether. Leave practice altogether. So we need to be careful to follow the path of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and be moderate in the way we worship Allah azza wa jalla and in our methodology, the methodology of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Another cause for instability and deviation is the trial of women. Abu Sa'id al-Khudri radiallahu anhu narrated, and this is reported by Muslim, that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, beware of women. Ittaqun nisa. For the first trial of the children of Israel was because of women. You mean to tell me that a woman can make one go and leave practice or leave Islam altogether? Yes, it can. And that's why the Prophet ﷺ warned us. In Baghdad, there was a pious man known by the name Salih al-Mu'adhin. Al-Mu'adhin is the one who calls the adhan.
and his name was Salih. In his masjid, he called the Adhan for 40 consecutive years. 40. So you can imagine his age. So he's not a child, or a youth, or a young man. He's probably in his 50s when this incident took place. One day, he ascended the minaret. They didn't have microphones and loudspeakers. Still, they used to ascend the minaret and call the adhan aloud and turn in Hayya al-Salah, Hayya al-Falah, which we don't need to do now because of the microphones, as Sheikh al-Faymi said. Anyways, he ascended the minaret, and as he was up on the minaret, he looked down to the neighboring house, and there was this Christian attractive young lady who was in her yard. His heart was taken by her looks. So he went down. He knocked the door. She said, "Who is it?" He said, "I am Salih al-Mu'adhdhib." So she felt secured that because the man's reputation for piety was known. So she opened the door. As soon as she opened the door, he approached her and hugged her, embraced her. She said, "This is betrayal. You people are not known to betray. Leave me alone." He said, "It's either you go ahead with me and commit zina, or I'll kill you." Halas, when the heart shifts, when the hearts deviate, it's a block if Allah does not protect. She said, "Then wait, my father is coming and you marry me." He said, "Okay." She said, "But I won't marry you because you're a Muslim. I can't marry you. You have to leave your faith." He said, "I disbelieve in Islam and I disbelieve in anything that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam came with. A'udhu billah." She said, "No, you're only saying this so you can marry me. Prove it." She said, what do you want me to do?" She said, "Eat pork." So she gave him pork and he ate. She said, "Drink wine." And that was it. He drank wine and lost it. He kept drinking until he became drunk. So she pushed him and went inside one of the rooms and told him from behind doors, "My father is coming shortly. You go up on the roof, wait for my father. When he comes, we'll get married." He climbs the roof, walks 2 steps, falls from the roof, breaks his neck and dies. So he didn't get dunya or akhirah. Well, her father comes. She tells him the story. At night, he grabs this man and throws him in the street. Next day, people started wondering what's happened, so they found out what happened. They took his body and threw it in trash. Don't feel safe. Don't say, I'm strong, mashallah. Nothing is going to affect me. I can go and invite this sister to Islam, or I can chat with this sister to Islam, or... You're not infallible. You're a human being that has a very unstable heart. So be careful. We need to be very cautious. Finally, riding the wave. Many people look for the new trend, or look for those who are in power. Who's stronger? Who's got the upper hand? They do like them. They follow their trend, right? They do what they do. Okay, this one was defeated and this one became more powerful. Okay, so now I'm going to be this instead of that. And so on. They change faith like one changes a shirt. And this is very, very lethal and deadly, because the one who does that will eventually die on one of these things that he fluctuates between, and it could be disbelief altogether, not just a deviation. We ask Allah to protect us and protect our faiths. Allahumma amin.